Our first scripture for today is from the book of Zechariah, chapter 9, verses 9 through 12. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he. Humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Also for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today, I declare that I will restore to you double.
In reading the scripture, I usually try to make it gender neutral as much as possible. It just was not possible to do that with this particular reading. So hear the word as it originally appears in the Bible. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, yet you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time, Jesus said in a prayer, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In the time of Jesus, yokes were laid on the necks and shoulders of oxen. In the ancient Judean world, a yoke was a wooden harness that looked very similar to what we would recognize today as a simple railroad tie. It was used to join two animals together, usually oxen, for work. When two oxen were yoked together, the stronger ox did the majority of the leading and heavy lifting. In this case, the other ox had no choice but to accept the circumstances and work yoked to the lead ox, plowing together side by side. In those days, yokes were also placed on the shoulders of prisoners of war and slaves. In this type of usage, the yoke was a familiar symbol of burden-bearing, oppression, and slavery. In our gospel lesson this morning, Jesus, the rabbi, was making an analogy about that railroad tie-like yoke that went on the necks of oxen and soldiers and slaves. In the time of Jesus, religious leaders placed heavy, burdensome rules or yokes on people in order to earn God's favor. So his reference in our story this morning was to the yoke of the Pharisees that was burdensome with self-righteousness and legalistic law-keeping. This has always been a difficult passage for me to understand and apply. While the yoke was a familiar symbol of burden-bearing, oppression, and subjugation, the yoke was also used metaphorically with positive connotations. In the time of Jesus, to take a rabbi's yoke meant to become their devoted disciple. And this is where the difficult part begins for me. In verse 29 from our gospel reading, the rabbi Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Jesus describes himself as gentle and humble in heart. He tells us that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. I'm not always so sure. In this halfway point through 2026, as we take daily stock of what's going on out there, staring us in the face every day, I'm not so sure that taking that yoke upon myself that Jesus is talking about always brings rest for my soul. An honest, quick appraisal of where we are today reveals brokenness to some degree of almost every institution we hold or used to hold dear and sacrosanct. Congress, broken. The immigration system, broken. Civil discourse, broken. And maybe the most broken thing of all, public trust. In 1902, Finley Peter Dunne wrote under the pseudonym of an Irishman named Mr. Dooley. He listed a litany of the role and purpose of the newspapers and what they provided to society. Part of that was that newspapers, in his words, and I can't say it with the Irish brogue, comforts the afflicted and afflicts the comfortable. Well, preachers were quick to apply Irishman Dooley's words to the Christian faith and warned their congregations and anyone else who would listen that the nature of the gospel is to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. That's exactly what Jesus did as we read through his sayings. He called out injustices of his day that caused conditions of poverty and squalor, while in the next breath offered words of comfort and hope to those living in the broken conditions of their society. The second part of the gospel reading for this morning is really a prayer. And it's a prayer that turns into an invitation. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Rest, which also functions as an image of peace and salvation, of what will be when the world is finally ordered out of its brokenness according to God's purposes. But for now, his invitation stands as he invites the weary, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What about that invitation that Jesus offers us today? We don't have to accept it. It's an invitation, and it's not a command. And if we do accept his invitation to be yoked with him, there's no guarantee that what follows will be easy and the burden light. So what does it mean to take the yoke of Jesus and learn from him? Perhaps we get a glimpse of what it means in the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus tells us that we are most likely to experience God's presence and power in the company of the humble and vulnerable, and the people who are usually found at those rocky margins within our communities. He invites us, the weary, in whatever way you and I are weary, to come to him. And in this invitation, it is never, never that Jesus promises a life of ease. Following him, if we really choose to be yoked and following him, will be a life full of risks and challenges, as he abundantly demonstrated. He calls us to a life of humble service and sometimes hardship in a world now broken, yet seeking wholeness. But the paradox of the invitation to put that yoke on and plow side by side with the Christ of the 21st century is that this yoked relationship offers us a freedom and liberty instead of burden bearing and slavery. It is a life yoked to Jesus, plowing straight ahead, no matter how rocky and unknown that ground may be. Amen.